I'm Chris Green, mentor, facilitator, author, and consultant. I'm obsessed with unlocking potential to help business owners to think bigger and create a business by their design. I'm having extraordinary conversations with business owners just like you every single day. In my podcast, The Green Room, I will bring you the best of these conversations and insights. So hit subscribe, and I look forward to chatting with you through your favourite podcast app. Hello, everyone. Today, I'm coming to you from the mighty Murray River. I think it's the 18th longest river in the world, and it's the river that splits the twin towns of Albury and Wodonga on the border of New South Wales and Victoria, where I live. Hey, I get asked a bit around, what is it that great leaders do? What is it that makes great leaders? And having, you know, done this work for such a long time, it's a really interesting question. There's no doubt great leaders I've worked with work hard. There's no doubt great leaders I've worked with use their particular talents in a way that's really impactful. But I think there's more to it than that. I think great leaders are able to detach. What I mean by that is not detach from their people or their clients, but detach from the outcomes that the systems create. Whether that be successful outcomes or not successful outcomes, you know, some might call it failures. They get really curious about the systems that created those outcomes rather than be wed to the outcomes and the emotion of the outcomes themselves. Russell Ackoff from the Wharton School said that a system is not the sum of its parts, it's the product of their interactions. And I really love that. I think that's a great way of thinking in how we build, you know, why we build systems. It's not such a linear process, it's really a really powerful process that when all these elements are put together, really does produce some extraordinary results. And great leaders treat it like a science experiment. They treat it like R&D. They treat it like a hypothesis. They test that hypothesis. They experiment. They work out what works. They work out what doesn't work. They lock in what works in a business system, and they continue to evolve and create a process of continuous improvement. And when I think about those leaders that have had the greatest impact that I've worked with in the journey, they're not attached to the outcome. They are really curious about the system that creates that outcome. So they have a level of detachment to the outcome. And in science, there's no such thing as a failure. There's only a disproven hypothesis. And that's a quote from Dr. Jason Fox. And I think that's a really powerful way to look at creating your business systems is what works, what doesn't work, create a hypothesis around what could work, experiment, lock it down, and then move on to the next one. And by doing that, we get a process of continuous improvement.